flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am. Because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
They're jumping.
I'm feeling better. The sun's out.
Oh, yeah. Get your guns out.
Sun's out, fun's out.
Pew, pew.
Bang.
We made it to Friday, and I might be the only one, but I'm rooting for the Chiefs this weekend.
You're definitely the only one in this room.
Am I?
Yeah.
I will be rooting for Saquon, too, but yes. Saquon, but yeah, mainly the Chiefs. I can be excited when Saquon does something cool, but then hope they don't, you know, score. Let's get to Mike from Puyallup. Mike, are you there?
That's some expert.
Chiefs, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Mike, that's what's up. It's you and I against all of these fools.
Since I'm rooting for the Eagles, this is going to predict the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Ooh, Mike.
Will it be the Chiefs with Mike from Puyallup, or will it be the Eagles with Steve from Puyallup?
Oh, but the fact that Mike is in cahoots with the quizmaster... Mike, there's already a controversy.
Let me give you all the answers right now.
That's pretty much exactly how the Chiefs do it, right? Yeah, yeah.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike, there's a lot of pressure on you for the Chiefs fans. You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Now, you can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is the most common type of pizza topping in the U.S.?
Pepperoni.
Correct. Mount Fuji is in what country?
Japan.
Yes. How many Super Bowls have the Eagles won?
1, 2, 3.
One, yes. What famous painter was questioned by police about the theft of the Mona Lisa?
Pass.
Which dessert originated from Sicily and is filled with sweetened ricotta cheese?
Pass.
What kind of animal is Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia?
A lion?
Yes. What was the name of Microsoft's first game console released in 2001?
Xbox?
Correct. Who was the first woman to produce and own her own talk show in 1986?
Oprah?
Yes. What is the official language of Iceland?
Icelandic?
Correct. How many sides does a decagon have?
A decagon?
Yes.
10?
Correct. What famous painter was questioned by police about the theft of the Mona Lisa?
Banksy?
No. Mike, you got 8 correct, though.
Let's go, Eagles.
Right. Ooh, that's a good score, Mike.
We need the Eagles to come in here and destroy.
No, you're never on Steve's side.
I got to root for Steve for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Wow, first and hopefully last time.
I mean, I'm making an exception because it is Super Bowl weekend that I will be rooting for Steve today.
Well, Steve, I just want to say, you should feel some pressure. Are you ready?
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that's their saying.
That is.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
I don't know. What is the most common type of pizza topping in the U.S.?
Pepperoni.
Correct. Mount Fuji is in what country?
Mount Fuji is in Japan?
Yes. How many Super Bowls have the Eagles won?
Have the Eagles... Two.
No.
Three.
No.
One?
Yes. What famous painter was questioned by police about the theft of the Mona Lisa?
Picasso?
Correct. Which dessert originated from Sicily and is filled with sweetened ricotta cheese?
I see him. Oh my gosh. Oh, Paula's going to be mad at me, our Italian friend.
Yeah.
Cannoli.
There we go.
Oh.
What kind of animal is Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia?
I don't know. An ape.
No.
A gorilla.
No.
A moose.
No. What was the name of Microsoft's first game console released in 2001?
Xbox.
Correct. Who was the first woman to produce and own her own talk show in 1986?
Oprah.
You know it. What is the official language of Iceland?
Icelandic.
Wow, yes. How many sides does a decagon have?
10.
Yes. Steve, with that, you got 9 correct, which is a win, barely 9-8.
Mike, let's go, Eagles!
Let's go, Eagles!
So close, Mike, so close.
Darn it.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It was a good game.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
I might have changed my mind.
Yeah, I feel like the Chiefs have a cooler song than this.
Do they?
I have no idea. The only one that you didn't get right, but Mike did, what kind of animal is Aslan in the Chronicles of Narnia? He's a lion.
A lion.
So if you had guessed that, you would have got a perfect 10. But you still won some congrats, I guess.
And that was definitely a fun way to predict the outcome of the Super Bowl, Steve Miggs.
Damn straight it was.
There are a lot of those out there, including, excuse me, one of the most popular ones being the Madden video game simulation.
Right.
But we decided to come up with our own.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we're going to predict with the help of my new rooster. We're going to find out if the Eagles or the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl after Soundgarden.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
The Daily Mix Show.
Madden NFL 25 is predicting the Philadelphia Eagles will win the Super Bowl versus the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend, despite a near historic comeback attempt.
I know. I got sucked into watching like little highlight clips and like went to an onside kick. I'm like, what am I doing? They just put it in and played a game. And they're not even that accurate anymore. I think for a little bit of time when they first started doing this, they had a little bit close to a couple scores that were super close. And people were like, whoa, Madden's predicting it. But not anymore.
They're saying Eagles on top 31-28.
All right. Well, I guess I don't need to watch the game now.
Yeah. So I have what I believe to be the most fail-proof method of predicting the Super Bowl.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes. And that involves my flock. Rock out with your flock out. I enlisted the help of my chickens to try to predict the Super Bowl.
I mean, this seems more accurate than the Madden way to do it.
Without question.
I mean, and so far, they have not been wrong.
They have never been wrong.
Granted, they've never done this before.
So this is the first attempt that we've ever done. We have some, our hens are red. Some of our hens are red. So it made the most sense to me that they would be for the Chiefs.
Fair.
And that Tacky, the new rooster, would be for the Eagles.
Okay, are we ready?
Let's do it. So as you know, in the history of Super Bowl predictions, some of the most famous predictors are animals. Jimmy Fallon will do the Puppy Bowl on his show. And then there's Fiona the Hippo,
yep,
who has done a lot of predictions over the years. But we're going to enlist the help of my flock of chickens and our brand new rooster, Tacky, to see who they believe will win the Super Bowl this weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Now,
to paint a picture, Tyron is outside on your many acres of land.
Yes.
In like the warmest winter coat I think I've ever seen with a bag of food.
It's a parka.
Okay, a parka. And you're just surrounded by chickens and a rooster.
Yes.
Okay.
Eagles. Now, I feel like the chickens, because they are red in color, will represent the Kansas City Chiefs. And the rooster is going to represent the Eagles. And I'm going to walk with the treat bag right over here, and I'm going to shake it. And if it's a hen that makes it to me first, then it is going to be the Chiefs. And if the rooster makes it first, it will be the Eagles. So let's see how this shakes out. No pun.
Okay, pun totally intended right there. Come on.
You guys, and now you're going to hear my chicken calling voice, which is really embarrassing.
Robert, let's just listen.
3, 2, 1.
What is that?
Chick, 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 chick. It's just saying chick, 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 chick over and over.
Is that something that you came up with, or is that like an actual thing?
Other people do similar sounds,
do
yes.
Do your neighbors think you're insane?
Probably.
Okay.
1. Oh, the dog is ruining it.
The dog comes over. It's like, are you calling me?
The dog is like the refs, just trying to, you know, take matters into their own hands.
That's what it is. Okay, my bad.
Well.
It looks like 3 feet.
I'm sorry report that it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, according to the hens.
Yeah! Welcome to the
Okay, they're
this is way better than y'all's.
Their song is a lot better than Fly, really cool. Eagles, Fly. Tech Nine kind of did a good job here.
That's right.
Okay, but I don't need to hear the whole damn thing.
The flock has spoken.
I did play your roosters and hens video for Tatum, and she had her own expert analysis about the upcoming Super Bowl. Are you curious? Who do you think Tatum's going to pick for the Super Bowl?
Oh, my girl's going to go Eagles.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like father, like daughter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wrong thing.
Why does the dog keep coming?
Why the dog keep coming? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What team do you want to see win? Do you want the Eagles to win, or do you want the Kansas City Chiefs to win?
The Eagles.
You want the Eagles?
Yeah.
Can you say fly, Eagles, fly?
Fly, Eagles, fly. To football.
That's right. We know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with Nine Inch Nails tickets. They're coming to Climate Pledge Arena on August 12th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Palace Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Old Man Kenny is on the phone, and you apparently have a merch idea for us, a t-shirt idea.
For each and every one of you, I believe I got t-shirt ideas that best represent you. Good morning, kids. Are we having fun yet?
We're having a blast, Kenny. How about you? Are you having fun today?
I try. I try hard.
Hell yeah.
So the first shirt, we got Taryn first. She needs a shirt that says Farm Girl Incorporated.
Yeah.
Sarah, she needs a shirt with a gal twerking on the back, and then the front it says, previously promiscuous.
Oh! I love it!
And then Migs here. Migs, I think you got to have this in your collection. You need a black t-shirt with a pocket by your heart that has small white lettering that says your name, and on the back in the big block white lettering says, Third Guest Guru.
Third Guest Guru. Nice. Okay, I'm in for this.
Huh?
And what about Danny?
Danny, it's basically poppers anyone.
Poppers anyone? Jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like
first, I'm like, Danny's not a drug dealer, Kenny. What are you talking about?
That's awesome, Kenny. We're going to patent all of these.
Yeah.
You know, Migs, you need that one in your collection. You should sport that, man. Your third guesses are just unreal.
Sometimes I even surprise myself when there was one earlier this morning during Beat Migs that I just guessed. I can't remember what it was, but it was completely just, I was joking. And then Sarah went, correct. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I need to play the lottery today.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, we got a text message. Earlier we were talking about the age discrepancy between Bill Belichick, who's 72 years old.
72.
And he's currently dating a girl that is either 24 or about to turn 25. She's in her 20s. And so we were saying how that's a huge age gap. I mean, 40-something year age gap. I think they said 48 years.
Yeah. Crazy.
And Sarah, you were giving us a hard time because, well, you know, Taryn dating someone who's 16 years older than her, and I'm dating someone who's 12 years younger than me.
Yeah, those are big age gaps.
A texter brought up a good point. Who are you to talk about age gaps, Sarah? You're like 52, and George is 30. That's 22 years.
Oh, yeah, so I'm the biggest age gap here, don't I, in my relationship?
You're Bill Belichick.
No, that is
You're the show's Bill Belichick. You wear the same kind of sweaters.
Yeah.
I would.
No, this is all bad. Do not. No, my fashion is a little better than his. No. And my looks, right?
Well, no, you both like to wear free stuff that you got from somewhere.
That is true. I can't argue
that.
You got
it from his former teams.
I would be curious, though, to know if there's like a rockaholic out there that has a significant age difference.
A bigger age gap than
Sarah's? Bigger than Sarah's, bigger than ours.
Yeah.
Maybe not 48 years, because I feel like we'd be hard pressed to find someone with that.
Like we talked about, I don't care. If they know why they're in that relationship, and if they're happy, what does it bother me?
Two consenting adults.
But
that's,
man,
all that matters.
That would have been a weird conversation, I would imagine, with her family.
Yeah.
Unless they're big Patriots fans.
All you say is it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And then done. Story over. Oh, damn. He's a bajillionaire.
Let's
all
go
right.
Shopping.
Yeah. Are you kidding? I feel like if I brought back an NFL coach, very successful with loads of money, my parents would not ask any questions. They know
like,
they'd
well
be set
done,
for
sis.
Life.
Like he's now, that's his problem now.
Yeah. They'd be like, get pregnant. So he's got to play that child support. Oh, yeah.
So the big game's happening this weekend. Mm-hmm. Sunday, Super Bowl. You got the Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. And someone was wondering, are you guys watching the game at home or do you watch it at a party?
You know, in the past, I would always watch at a party, usually some bar or somebody's house. But ever since Barrett has been in my life, we usually just kind of hunker down and watch at home. Sometimes we'll have some people over. But my husband is always hosting a watch party somewhere, so I never get to watch the Super Bowl.
And so
with
you
my
don't
husband.
Go to the watch party?
I mean, I haven't, like, years and years and years ago, but it's usually at a casino where I can't bring my child. So it's Barrett and mommy.
I mean, we know some people that can get some fake ID for him if you need. Danny, are you watching at home or are you going to a party?
You know, I
think we're supposed to go to some kind of party, but I'm not. She had my girlfriend hasn't actually like made it seem like that was what's actually happening. So I'm not exactly sure what we're doing.
I prefer to watch it at home,
though. I'm watching at home. I had a buddy at the gym. I was telling him I was watching at home, and he thought that was the most insane thing. He's like, "What are you talking about? You're not going anywhere." I'm like, honestly, I'd just rather be sitting on my couch eating what I want to eat.
Yeah. We got to work the next day, so I don't really feel like being out that late. And I really don't care who's winning and losing in this game anyway. Yeah.
So what are your plans for the Super Bowl then, Steve?
I mean, we're probably driving back from Leavenworth.
So you get to listen?
So we might miss the first quarter. I don't know. It depends on when we leave Leavenworth. And I told my wife, I'm like, I'm in no rush. If we miss the first half, I don't care.
And like, you've already seen all the commercials.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it doesn't. The last time we had a Super Bowl party, and maybe we need to start having them again,
yeah,
was the year that the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. We had it at our house.
I mean, that means something, Steve.
All right, you know what? If the Seahawks go to the Super Bowl again, I'll have a party.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go Hawks.
Just can't invite one of my teammates who spilled a beer in the bathroom, and my wife never let me live that down.
Which I'll never forget.
I was like, of all places for him to spill the beer, the bathroom seems like the perfect place.
Yesterday, our girl Sarah shared on the air that she and her husband George are trying to have a baby. And a listener did suggest a little something for you to try that we all thought was a joke, but Sarah, you ended up trying it. So what was that thing? We're going to tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we learned that our friend Sarah is in the baby-making business. And she and George are trying to have a kid.
Chicka-wow-wow.
And you did share with us that you have a technique you've been using. We're calling it legs on the wall.
Legs on the wall.
Yes. Post-performance.
I've heard it helps.
So you're elevating your legs, and this ended up leading to a great call from Mike in Marysville.
I cannot believe you announced that on the radio. I thought my wife was absolutely crazy. We tried to have our first kid, did everything, and I went out of the room. I come back in, and she's doing a headstand on the bed.
What?
Not just the legs. Not just the legs. The whole body. And so, I'm like, what in the world are you doing?
So she's like up against the wall?
Yes.
But did it work, Mike?
I just sat on the edge of the bed and watched.
Like, this is impressive. All right, so now we have the million-dollar question. Did you try this?
I did try it last night. And let me tell you, it is way more difficult than I thought it would be. First of all, doing
it. Well, you're supposed to do it after the act. I mean, that's what makes it
difficult. Well, yes, I attempted this, and doing a headstand is difficult already, but trying to do it on your bed...
That sounds dangerous.
It's dangerous. It's not a flat, hard surface.
Why don't you just work your way to the floor?
You're not trying to do a lot of moving. You're trying to let gravity. Once it's done, you're supposed to be up there. So like, I'm not trying to stand.
So have George grab you by the ankles and just work you down to the ground. You know how you do it with like a kid? And you let them hang and stuff.
I mean, I'll suggest that this weekend because George didn't know what was happening. I was like, all right, it's done. Let's go. And then just try to get in this headstand, and he's just like, not helping, just watching. What are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, but this is hurting my neck. So he's like, please stop.
I'm pretty sure none of this is going to help you.
I think
I'm a kid at some point. I'm just saying, I have faith in that. But like, I don't think that anyone really ever got pregnant by handstands.
Or, I mean, people do it, though. My bestie's doing it. Taryn did it.
I think you're just encouraging a voyage.
Okay, fine. It's all
encouraging
about
a voyage.
The journey, not the destination.
Yes. So instead of the headstand, I tried to just hike my butt up even more the wall. So
yeah.
It's kind of like that yoga pose where you just like kind of lean back and try to get your feet to touch the ground.
We did get a text message just right now. It says, Sarah, is having a baby at your age safe? Is there an AARP discount?
I swear. Oh, because I'm 50?
Yes.
My poor hips won't be able to handle that. Will it?
Well, best wishes this weekend.
I'll practice
your legs in the air.
Yeah, I'll practice more this weekend.
I'm sure there's other techniques. Just Google them.
No.
Do you want me to Google it? Because then I'll start doing all of these weird techniques.
Yes.
Okay.
It looks like Russell Wilson is out of Pittsburgh. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Van Halen.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you
tips, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us. Hi. It looks like you are wearing your drinking pants.
I am. I wore
it's February.
I wore my wet galoshes as well.
You're going to the men's room party this afternoon.
I certainly am. Threaten me with a good time. I'll show up.
He'll be there.
Uh-huh.
Hey, the DMB is brought to you by SeattleBoatShow.com, and we have to, well, we don't say goodbye. We already say goodbye to Russell Wilson, but apparently the Pittsburgh Steelers are saying goodbye to
Mr. Unlimited.
They said they're not bringing him back for the 2025 season. Now, there's all these reports about him not being happy with, like, the offensive coordinator. There's a recent report where the offensive coordinator is like, hey, you can't go off the script. If you see something that you think you should do, you can't do it. You got to listen to everything that I say, and that's part of why they had a little bit of a slide at the end of the year. On the other side, they're saying that's just part of Russell Wilson's PR team trying to make him look like he's still a good quarterback, and they're just moving on, and I think it's going to just be Justin Fields' time to shine in Pittsburgh.
You know, it's been my experience that if you keep having that same problem with a bunch of other people, maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Right?
Common denominator there.
Yeah. It seems like everybody else is bad, but not Russ.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means, if he's going to end up in Las Vegas or... Not Seattle.
No, thanks.
At home spending his money, which also wouldn't suck.
No, with Sierra.
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday. There are various restaurants and brands offering some pretty sweet free food or like other deals. Applebee's is doing 20 free boneless wings with a $40 online order. Does it bother anyone else that they call them boneless wings?
Yeah, they're chicken nuggets.
It's a nug.
They're still delicious, but I don't think they should be called boneless.
Chipotle.
You ever seen a boneless chicken?
Chipotle is giving out free entrees as well as free guacamole and queso blanco. And this is during and after the game. Plus, Buffalo Wild Wings will do 6 free wings if the game goes into overtime.
I still love that Super Bowl L-I-X, so it looks like Super Bowl Licks.
Super Bowl Licks.
Time to licks.
Go Hawks.
Ryan, I think you'll appreciate this story. It happened in Oregon, in Southern Oregon. They're dealing with some storms, some power outages. So a local TV reporter decided to interview some people, decided to interview some kids about how it's been and how it's affecting them. And you would think when you interview kids, you don't have to worry about any bad words being said.
That would be the first thing I would worry about.
Well, that's exactly what they probably should have worried about, because while they're interviewing one of these kids, he just casually dropped an F-bomb during the chat.
Yes.
Again, this was live on television. Here's how it sounded.
When me and my sister were playing cars, all we heard was like a big boom, and then we just were shook and we didn't know what happened, so we went outside and we were like, oh, there's a fire.
Kid after my own heart.
I think the reporter didn't
even
flinch.
I would have said the same thing. We went outside and we were like, oh, F.
And we were like, oh, there's a fire.
Oh, F, there's a fire, guys. What are we going to do about
that
it?
That is a genuine reaction.
Right. That's some top-level reporting. Hey, the Kraken lost yesterday 3-1. I know, right? Why do I even say this? They just keep losing. But they're playing tomorrow in Calgary against the Flames before they take a little bit of a break. So hopefully they can regroup and figure out what the hell to do in the second half of the year. Weather, 39 degrees. Going to be cloudy. A perfect day to go drinking with the men's room at Black Raven. Yeah.
I think I'll do that.
And the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily